We're just trying to expand it because so many chiropractors need to be doing this work. It's all about their story. They can trace it back. We just go through their history. History really is the most important part of any sort of examination.
Hey, it's Rob. Excited to have you here for the next episode of the I Am Pain Free podcast. It's a really exciting one in respect that we're talking to an amazing woman, doctor, Dr. Jen Teel. In this episode, we're diving deep into the realm of healing that transcends conventional medicine. Dr. Jen Taylor leading the way. The episode isn't just about chiropractic care. It's about a profound journey of discovery, understanding, and healing that challenges everything we thought we knew about pain management and recovery. Right. Dr. Taylor is a pioneer in upper cervical specific chiropractic, and she shares her personal and professional journey that led her to this specialized field. Her story is not just about medical expertise, it's about a passion for holistic healing and a dedication to treating the whole person, right? Mind, body, and spirit, something we talk a lot about on this podcast. This approach just isn't about correcting spinal misalignments. It's about unlocking the body's innate ability to heal itself from the inside out. How incredible is that, right? As we explore this transformational power of upper cervical care, Dr. Taylor reveals how this method offers more than just temporary relief, provides a pathway to lasting wellness and vitality, right? It's a call to rethink our approach to health, to question the limitations of traditional medicine, and to open up your minds to the possibility of holistic healing, right? So join us on this episode as we uncover the truth about pain, the potential of upper cervical chiropractic, and the incredible stories of healing and hope that we've emerged from Dr. Taylor's practice. Whether you're struggling with chronic pain, seeking alternative healing methods, or just simply curious about the power of this specific chiropractic care, this episode promises to enlighten, inspire, and empower you on your journey to a pain-free life. So with that, let's be prepared to talk to Dr. Jen Taylor.
Hello, and welcome back to the I Am Pain Free podcast. I'm so excited. We have Dr. Jen Taylor, a chiropractor out of Plano, Texas. So it's real exciting to have her here. So thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I appreciate being here. Yeah, this is really fun. So tell me a little bit more about you and your story, and how did you get to this conference?
I'm good friends with a person that works with both Dr. Jonathan, Dr. I always say Dr. Jonathan Otto, okay. and Dr. Artis.
Awesome.
And I've been on their podcasts and their programs and things as well. So she said, you got to come. This is going to be amazing. And right. I saw the lineup of doctors that were going to be there, and I just want to soak it all in. Just the energy here is just absolutely amazing. We're at a revival. It is a revival here today. Right. It is so amazing.
It's all about natural health and healing from the core, right?
Right. And, yeah. And chiropractic, we actually say from above, down, from the inside out.
There you
That's
go.
How we should heal. How we should heal.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. So the whole concept of my podcast is just to work with people and try to find ways to help them relieve pain naturally.
Right.
And so I love chiropractic doctors because a lot of them have the same mentality, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, how do we help people naturally? And I don't know if you knew the term, but Quack. Have you heard the term Quack?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's a whole website called Quack Watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Stephen Barrett is just, if it's not a drug, then it's quack.
Okay.
If you can't force the body into submission with some dangerous chemical, it's just, it's not right.
It's not right. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So, but do you know where the term came from?
No, I don't.
That's so funny. So this is just during my research about what I call the medical cartel, just researching how our medical system has been changed over time. And the Rockefellers did some things nefariously
early
in the 1900s, right? But the term quack came from that period where they were vilifying all natural health practitioners. So they came up with the word quack. So anybody who practiced holistic healing back in the early 1900s, they vilified them as a quack. That's where the term started. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh, interesting. I used to call chiropractors quacks because that's the way the world taught me, right? It's like so silly. But it's just interesting to see from my journey, being not awake and being, say, asleep and not understanding how holistic health and medicine is so important to our lives.
It is.
That's been a really interesting journey for me. As I started out as an athlete, and I learned early on.
So you know pain.
I do know pain. And I'll tell you an interesting story is I became a much better runner when I learned how to eat correctly. So I had read a book called Eat to Win. And that Eat to Win, so I was like, okay. So early on, I was like, okay, what you take into your body helps you fuel your body. Right. And that was what helped me become a really good runner. But then I got hit by a truck. Physically, like by a 4x4,
like by a 4x4 truck,
and it threw me 36 feet and landed on my face. And I'm just blessed to be on this earth for a reason. But that whole journey of being in pain and just took me on an interesting journey where I just got depressed and I was like, I lost my future. That's what I thought my future was going to be, be a professional runner.
But another door opened.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The Lord had a different plan for me, right? So I went down this path to be a career e-commerce person, selling software, and then bam, I got hit by another truck. This truck is a truck that almost everybody got hit by, which is the pandemic.
Gotcha.
So not a physical truck this time. But then that's what woke me up, is to this whole issue of what's going on in our world. That's when I started doing research on the medical system. I started trying to understand, and I got back to, from a very unhealthy Rob, to, I need to get healthy again.
Right.
And I started going back to the natural solutions and fueling my body correctly, doing the things I should be doing. And I discovered this quantum energy solutions that are helping people with pain. And I just love people like you because you understand it, right?
Yes.
And your job is to help people with pain, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of what you do, a lot more than that.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it. But most of the time, people come into the office due to some sort of pain.
Right.
Very rarely, it does happen, but very rarely do we have people come in and say, Doc, I just want to never have pain, or I want to make sure I want wellness, and for wellness reasons.
Okay.
That typically doesn't happen. A lot of our families will bring in their children because they don't want their children suffering from the same
like they
things
do.
That they do. And so that's part of what we see when it comes to that. But rarely people come in because of pain. That's why they come to us. I mean, that's what we're taught. Yeah. We help with that pain.
Yeah, and you do that very well, right?
And that's actually easy.
Yeah, is it?
You know, it's really low-hanging fruit, but when they start to see different changes in their body. Yes, they came in for neck pain, but they've had chronic migraines for, 20 years.
Right.
And all of a sudden their migraines go away. Migraines, headaches, dizziness and vertigo. And they had a whiplash injury about 10 years before that.
Okay.
We just trace it back. It's all about their story. If they knew how things happen and how the insult to their nervous system and their spine, their musculoskeletal system actually occurred, they can trace it back. And we just go through their history because history really is the most important part of any of examination.
Makes sense. Yeah, it totally makes sense.
So when it comes to what I do as a chiropractor, now it's a little bit different than your traditional chiropractic that you typically hear about. The type of chiropractic I do is upper cervical specific chiropractic.
Okay. What is upper cervical? Does that mean, what does that mean?
The very top of the neck.
Okay.
So it has to do with the base of the skull, the atlas or C1, and then C2, which is also known as the axis.
Okay.
So together they call that the cranial cervical junction.
Okay.
The cranial cervical junction surrounds the bottom part of the brainstem where the cranial nerves actually are. And that area of the nervous system controls all your breathing, controls your heart function.
Wow. Yes.
And it controls all your postural muscles. So as a chiropractor, typically we want to look at the posture. Exactly. You're getting very self-conscious. So when we look at that area, one of the first neurological signs I can find that there's something going on here, not just the symptoms the person came in, they presented with, but it's a short leg. Where one leg is pulled up, because what happens is when the atlas goes out of alignment, it actually creates essentially a muscle spasm on one side of the body.
Really?
And it torques everything. It torques the hip back. So people come in with me for low back pain. Okay, first adjustment, I'm going to touch your low back. And I'm like, So what I do is I go through these different parameters that we look at before and after.
Okay.
and they get to see and feel the changes immediately. And the adjustment that I've done, first of all, the adjustment that I do is very specific.
Okay.
I don't adjust on that first day. When you first come into my office, we just do diagnostics of it. That is it. We do a full nervous system workup, looking at the autonomic nervous system using thermography, surface electromyograph, as well as heart rate variability.
Okay.
We take a posture picture, and then we also take a very specific films that look at the side view of the neck.
Okay,
look at the curve and you see degenerative change, meaning like industry on that.
Yep.
We also take two very specific views called the nasium and the vertex. So the nasium goes through here.
Okay.
And we're looking at the front of the atlas.
Okay.
And then the vertex goes to the top. So we're getting like an aerial view of it. So we're seeing, is it shifted right or left? Is it tilted or is it stuck in rotation? So we look at all of that because we have to know exactly where the atlas is located. First of all, is it subluxated, misaligned?
Okay.
Is it defined? And if it is, where is it located and what are the exact vectors that we need to put it back in proper alignment? And the adjustment, we actually use a ruler to measure everything out.
Okay.
We have a very specific instrument that we use. It's very gentle and we just either right or left, depending on what we find, tap or tube.
Really?
Your
interesting.
And that's it. And the patients,
what's
that's
going
it.
On?
And that's it.
Yeah.
So they get up and then we look right afterwards. Their hips are nice and even. Their leg length is nice and even. That tightness and little knot they always have on the side of their neck is gone.
Wow.
And they're able to even lift their legs where they weren't before.
Wow.
So it's so
just
fun.
By aligning the cervical
instant.
Or what do you call it?
Yeah, the upper cervical area.
There we go.
The atlas.
Okay,
the atlas.
That's the word I was searching for.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot. This is great.
And it's different. It's different. Really, with upper cervical chiropractors, there's only about 1,200 of us between North America and Canada. And a few peppered in Europe as well. We're just trying to expand it because so many chiropractors need to be doing this work.
Makes sense.
They really need it, especially with the age of this.
Yeah.
Looking at
that's
our all the time.
Yeah. So it's going to be more and more, right?
It's not going to go away.
You're going to be busy.
I know. It's not going to go away.
Right.
So we need to do something to combat that.
Awesome.
To combat the forward head posture that we're seeing that's diminishing people's ability to breathe. I mean, just having a forward head posture like this can diminish your lung capacity by 30%.
Wow.
You can be able to breathe.
Right.
We're talking about the importance of oxygen and breath this weekend. And if we don't have that, the ability to really take in our good breath.
Right.
We're diminishing our brain capacity.
Yeah, exactly.
We're diminishing our abilities, body able to heal. And that's
sense.
Huge.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And that's literally what I'm trying to help people with, is understand the things you can do naturally to help you with pain relief.
Right.
So one of the things, posture is important. Don't always be down like this with your phone.
And I'm guilty of it myself.
Are we all?
I find myself, and all of a sudden I'm like, no,
uh-oh.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
How do you help teach kids to not do that? What do you recommend?
Parents
with children to do
well, things? I've got two teenagers myself.
Okay.
Trying as much as I could to keep a phone out of their hands for as long as possible. It's very difficult these
days
because you want to be in touch with your children.
Yeah.
And we have the ability now where our parents to know where we were all day long.
Right.
But now we do. And so just showing them what to do. And I can't be with them 24/7.
Right.
And just showing them why it's important. Just constantly.
And then have them at least thinking about it.
They're not going, they're teenagers.
Right.
They're not going to think about it. They're going to do what their friends do. Their peers are actually so much more influential than we are. However, they are, and we have to understand that, but really just giving them that foundation, and when they become more of who they are as a person, they're going to have that foundation, they can go back to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, how do people find you? They want to find you.
If you're here in Plano, please go to my website, drjenntaylor.com. That's drjenntaylor.com. And you can look everything that I've done there. I've got all the podcasts that I've been on, as well as some videos that I do just for informative purposes for my patients. And if you just want to make an appointment straight through the website, you can do that as well. But if you're not in the Plano, Texas area or greater DFW area, then you should go to a website called uppercervicalcare.com. And you can put in your zip code or your town and you can find somebody that does a specialized work just for you. That would be amazing for you to do, because I know many of you out there may have tried chiropractic before and maybe it didn't work or it wasn't long lasting or didn't really touch on the area that you really needed help with. This could be the answer. There's so many different techniques in chiropractic and you just have to find the one that's right for you. So try Upper Cervical Chiropractic out. I think it's going to make a big difference in your life.
I love it. What are the like top three or four things that people that with upper cervical issues, what are the symptoms that they have?
Neck pain is probably the number one. Unrelenting neck pain, stiffness, range of motion issues, because that's what we have all of our range of motion is at that junction. But then the more serious ones are chronic migraine. They're day wreckers.
Right.
They will destroy your entire day. And then just headaches and the unrelenting, like just nagging dullness in the head.
Yeah.
And vertigo and dizziness. I'm seeing a whole lot of it now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm seeing a ton of vertigo and dizziness now. Tinnitus, meniere's.
Okay. Yep.
Seeing a lot of that now.
Okay.
So those are some of the big things. But like I said, low back pain. It can be simple low back pain, and they're just not looking in the right area neurologically.
Yeah, interesting.
I can crank on people's hips all day long, but if neurologically this isn't right, then
it's not going to help down there.
Exactly. It's just not going to help.
That makes great sense. So yeah. Dr. Jen, J-E-N-N, Taylor.com. And then what was the national one?
UpperCervicalCare.com.
So go those two places to help when you have those issues. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
All right.
God bless.
If you enjoyed in this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for a pain relief solution. But here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And getting access to this is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, simply open up your text messaging app and send the word pain-free, it can be one or two words, to 41-PAIN-FREE. So that's 417-246-3733. Again, that's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no big deal, right? Just visit impainfree.com. Super easy, impainfree.com. You can access this private podcast series instantly for no cost. Right? This isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the triple B blueprint for pain-free existence. It really is a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free naturally and faithfully, right? That's my passion. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we're thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Just grab that cell phone, grab your text messaging app, type pain-free in there, and just send it to 417-246-3733. Or, like I mentioned, go to iampainfree.com and unlock this exclusive content, all completely free. God bless.